I know when I take time out and do go away, that when I come back, I always have the best ideas. And it's just that being away from the business and spending no time thinking about it at all is so important. You didn't go into business to be in business. You went into business to create a lifestyle. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for coaches, course creators, and experts who want to grow their influence, income, and impact to take their coaching business to $1 million and beyond. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. Create the influence, income, and impact you need to build your business so you can create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your Thursday co-host, Samantha Riley, joined by my good friend here, Tim Hyde. And today we're going to talk about taking time out of your business and switching off, which is such an important topic, and especially at this time of year. This year has been such a crazy year. Tim, tell us, what's your 2021 been like?
It has been, actually, it's been really amazing. If I look back at the year in its entirety, I think there's definitely been more wins than losses. I'm really excited about where we've been able to get the business to, and not just the business, but you know, the impact on my life. And Penny and I have been doing a lot of sort of thinking and planning about what we're going to do next. And you know, my son graduated year 10. He's now got his L's, which is slightly terrifying.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Oh, I know, right? You know, he's out going to proms and you know, and socials and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my god, it's been a really interesting and fun year. And you know, looking forward to taking some well-deserved time off over the Christmas break and really coming into 2022, I guess with a new approach, with a new vision, with a new, I guess, framework and thinking that I probably haven't done before. I've probably done too much of like, it's just another year, it's just another year.
Mm.
At the end of it, it's just sort of been the same thing.
But yeah, I really love that because, you know, when you keep doing the same thing, you always get the same results that you've always had, right?
Do and it the is definition about of stupidity.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say it, but that's
insanity.
What I was thinking.
Insanity, one of the two.
Yeah, but we all get caught in that. And I really love that you've made that decision that, okay, things are going to be a little bit different. I also know that you're someone that really does struggle to turn off or to switch off. I know that I'm the same, both of us. And I think that it's not always a bad thing. You and I are very driven. However, it does have that sort of that flip side where sometimes we don't switch off, which is why we wanted to quickly talk about it this week, because it's really, really important to be able to switch off to create the space that we need. What do you notice, Tim, when you switch off? What is the changes that happen for you and the ramifications, I guess, or how it works out in your business when you do take that time away?
Yeah, look, I might start this with a story of a client of mine in the US who's, you know, on the scale of driven, he's probably like of 1 to 10, he's probably like a 23.
Yep.
And he works regularly 17, 18 hour days, you know, 6, 7 days a week. And I remember back to when I did that in my previous business. I was literally on all the time. Yeah, I ran a social media site, so it didn't sleep. About the only time we didn't get a comment or engagement every second was, you know, between 3 and 5 a.m. And he's actually come down quite poorly with his health lately. He's actually kind of burnt himself out to an extent, you know, right, in this drive to sort of get his business forward. And I think the thing we've got to remember, right, is that this little beast that we have created for ourselves, it will take everything that we can give it and more. And then there'll be still more to do, right? So I think where one of the things that I've always, one of the, I guess, philosophies that I've always had is if I want to be able to serve others, I've got to make sure that my will is full, and switching off is part of that. I can't serve other people from an empty will.
Absolutely. Amen to that. The other thing that I find is that as the business owner, we need to not just be the big vision thinker, but we need to be creative. We always need to be creating and thinking in new ways. And when we're tired and burnt out, it's very, very difficult to be fresh or to have those ideas. So it's not just important for our health, but it's also important for our business to be in that space where we're fresh and able to think. Now, you talk about creating a pattern interrupt for people that really struggle to switch off. Tell us, explain what you mean by that.
I think, you know, because it is, we're constantly online, it's very difficult, I believe, to go from on all the time, as we are as a business owner, to completely off and in family mode. And I think, I mean, you probably see this in military service personnel. They're on doing one thing, and this is this personality I've got to create. And they come home, and then they've got to be the family person, right? It's a very different kind of environment. And for business owners, we struggle with the same, I don't want to call it PTSD, but it's a very similar kind of effect that we're on all the time for our business. And literally we'll be thinking about it at dinner and after dinner, and we'll have an idea and we'll go and write that stuff down. And if you haven't been up at 3 a.m. at some point going, there's an idea, they better write that down. You haven't been in business for long enough yet, because it will happen to you.
It will happen.
Right? It's an inevitability. And so by creating this pattern interrupt, by replacing the business with something else, right, that's equally intensive, but not business. This is what I mean by pattern interrupt. It's almost taking us out of the business, but replacing it and allowing that to then scale back. So it's not the business we're stopping per se, it's the brain on thing that we're stopping.
I think it's really important to talk about like what switching off is, because a lot of people might be like, oh, but you know, I don't want to stop and meditate. But I think taking time out isn't just about things like that. It could be whatever you want to do to switch off. It could be reading. It could be watching a movie. It could be going out and having an adventure out in nature. I think one of the best ways to rejuvenate is to be out in nature. It might be playing sport. I know that if I want to switch off my brain, going to do a dance class is one of my favorite ways, because you have to be super focused. Otherwise, you trip over in the middle of the class in front of everyone. How do
exactly
I know this? I've done it.
I know exactly what you mean. Well, for me, it was martial arts, right? There's nothing like someone trying to punch you in the head to make you focus on what's going on right now.
Right.
Not the fact that I haven't finished that proposal yet.
Exactly. And if your mind does get back to business, all of a sudden you're in a world of pain.
That's right. And look, this is this pattern interrupt, this change of scene from your regular day-to-day, you know, business persona.
Totally.
And it is about getting out of the office. If you've got a home office, making sure that you close off the home office space and going and finding something else that can really occupy you whole, completely.
We love to close the office door. Even though, you know, all the doors in our house are open, if we specifically want to take time out, we will close the office door so we can't even see into the office at a time that, you know, we don't want to. So it's about being very, what's the word? Help me out with the word, Tim. You know, it's about being very
segmented. I don't know.
Can't even think of a word. Intentional would be the word.
Probably intentional. Yeah, I do. I know that when, and for a lot of our listeners who run a home office, and let's face it, over the last 2 years, just about everyone's been at home. I used to find walking, you know, I had one of the bedrooms converted into an office at home. And I used to find that, you know, walking down to the bedroom at the end of the night, it was always the sort of office and the blue glowing light of the computer screen that was almost like this black hole sucking me back in to go, oh, I'll just check my emails before I go to bed, or right. Now we've got I think, you know, doing something even just like having that pattern interrupt one might be closing the door to the office. You know, and that symbolic change of scene, or if it's, you know, packing up the car and going to the beach or to a, you know, holiday destination that, or vacation destination, is your you know, is that pattern interrupt. But it's really sort of putting that line in the sand and delineating that that's my workspace, and this is now my personal space where I can start to unwind, where I can refresh, where I can do a different activity that still occupies me, but it's not my business activity. So it almost allows that business part of your brain to kind of refresh and rejuvenate.
I know when I take time out and do go away, that when I come back, I always have the best ideas. And it's just that being away from the business and having no spending no time thinking about it at all is so important. And essentially that's what we wanted to share today, is that you didn't go into business to be in business. You went into business to create a lifestyle. So, you know, definitely take time off over Christmas and spend time with your family and your loved ones, because that's why we all do what we do. It's for a reason that is much more than just turning up to work.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try and push for 3 weeks off.
Nice.
If I can. Yeah, maybe 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
Except for that person. You know who you are. Who managed to book into my calendar the week before Christmas, just before I blocked it all out.
Oh, it's hard to be wanted, Tim. It's hard to be wanted. If you've enjoyed today's episode, or you know someone that needs to hear this message about switching off, please share this episode with them. And we would love you to follow or subscribe the show. Just if you're on your smartphone, scroll to the top and click those three little dots at the top and click the follow button. I hope you have a great few weeks off, Tim, over Christmas. Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode, and we look forward to hearing about your Christmas break and what you did over the holidays. We'll catch you next time. Bye. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to samanthariley.global/podcast for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other coaches and experts who are growing and scaling their business too, come and join the Coaches Course Creators and Speakers group on Facebook. The links are all waiting for you over at samanthariley.global.